local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Six 12, hour number three on Pensacola right now. News Radio Pensacola, Joe and Austin, keeping you company on your way home this evening. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your day. We will get started here with our top three stories here as we get set with the full rundown. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-262-6111. As we start here in New York, a pivotal day in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. Stormy Daniels on the stand.
Soros-backed DA, it's a disaster. This whole case is just a disaster.
Daniels has previously stated that in 2006 they met at a celebrity golf tournament, and that eventually led to Trump's hotel room. Trump is accused of falsifying business records tied to paying Daniels to stay quiet about the encounter before the 2016 election. During her testimony, Trump's legal team requested the judge declare a mistrial, but that was denied. The head of the DEA says the flood of fentanyl across the Mexican border has hit unprecedented heights.
Last year, we seized nearly 79 million fake pills and nearly 12,000 pounds of fentanyl powder. Together, this is more than 380 million potential deadly doses.
And that is the administrator, Ann Milgram, who told Congress that the U.S. is not getting enough help from Mexico. Her last meeting with a Mexican counterpart was in 2021, and she says it's been difficult to obtain visas needed to crack down on the cartels. Israel says the ceasefire proposal that was agreed to by Hamas is far from the necessary requirements. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is sending a delegation to continue working on the agreement brokered by Egypt and Qatar, though Israel is continuing with the operations in southern Gaza city of Rafah. Let's look at our top three stories today. First, check this hour of the weather moving forward. Here's Alan.
The weather overnight will be partly cloudy with low temperatures warm, mainly in the mid to low 70s. We'll continue with warm weather and a mix of sun and clouds as we head through the day Wednesday. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s. We have some changes on the way. A cold front's headed this way late this week. Brings us a pretty good chance for rain late Thursday into early Friday and cooler weather for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
And looking at the roads here, it doesn't appear to be much going on the roads right now. We did have an accident report. This was on Chemukla Highway, just north of Adams Road, but it doesn't appear to be causing much, if any, congestion at this time, so I wouldn't worry too much about it. Also have some congestion downtown. This is particularly if you are traveling westbound on Main Street, just past the intersection with Palafox Street. It's looking kind of rough at this point, but that is downtown for you, so I don't know. Maybe it'll ease up as the hour progresses. Outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know that the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. You can visit allstate.com or call for a quote today. Joe?
All right, very good. Taking a look at our local headlines today. Escambia County's chief deputy says investigators are still trying to determine if there was any connection between a triple homicide two Sundays ago and another ambush-style shooting 2 days later.
This person knew this person. There was a reason why this person was targeted. Very rarely do we have situations like this that there's no connection to someone.
Andrew Hobbs tells us that very rarely are homicides random acts. He is stopping short, though, of confirming whether or not these two shootings in particular are related. Hobbs says that in this particular case, they haven't had very many individuals willing to come forward to talk. Investigators have previously said both were ambush style with multiple gunshot wounds and shell casings found at the scene. In Santa Rosa County, in Gulf Breeze specifically, the dog park closed for a couple of weeks because some of the dog owners who use it can't get along.
We have individuals who are asking the city to no trespass other individuals. Friday after 3:30, I received an email with a complaint, and it stated that if action didn't occur by Monday, that Tuesday, there would be a complaint, filed. And more threats made.
City Manager Sam Abel says some of the complaints include harassment, discrimination, and ADA complaints. The two dog owners have reportedly been requesting loads of public documents from the city and have threatened litigation. Abel says that she asked the city council to close the park down as they not only investigate the allegations but assess the city's potential legal liability as well. So that sucks there in Gulf Breeze. Meanwhile, in Santa Rosa County, the sheriff's office celebrating the signing of House Bill 341. That's the SAFE Act. It stands for Safeguarding American Families Everywhere. The bill requires that vehicle registration applications include a section for individuals to voluntarily disclose if they or their children may have a disability. It would give law enforcement a heads up that somebody may not react the way that they're expecting.
This covers all the special needs community, PTSD, deaf, blind, autism, Down syndrome, it doesn't matter. And anybody, it's all voluntary. Anybody can go on to the DMV and get it registered on their tag to where we can see it.
And Sheriff Johnson says when people sign up, it'll let a responding officer know when they run their license plate in the event of a car accident or some type of traffic stop. A 618, we'll take a break there. A look at our state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
We used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters, but then I had Leaf Filter Gutter Protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited leaffilter.com/beacon first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit leaffilter.com/beacon to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household. Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about squabbling in Santa Rosa County over the proposed study for an aquatic center and the length of meetings, as well as a proposed roundabout at South and West Spencer Field Roads. The Escambia County Commission still seeming to not quite get over the hill on the question of funding for the Chappie James Memorial. And Andrew Hobbs, Chief Deputy in the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, joined us to talk about a whole bunch of crimes and arrests that have taken place in Escambia County over the last week. Listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Attention, but I think you know. 6:23 here at News Radio Pensacola. Joe and Austin hanging out with you on a Tuesday. Another nice weather evening right now, sitting at 80 degrees, down to around 74. Alan will tell us in a couple of minutes. So we got moderate, I think, level 2 severe weather threat coming up later on this week, and some cooler temps, at least in the overnight hours this weekend, so we'll get details on that coming up here in just a couple of moments. Looking at some state headlines right now, a new Florida law bans Chinese citizens from buying homes because of national security concerns.
A new Florida law prohibits many Chinese citizens from buying property near military outposts, airports, or refineries, and is being challenged in federal court after many residents of Chinese descent say they have faced discrimination trying to buy a home. Some say they live in fear over whether they may have inadvertently violated the law. It effectively prohibits most Chinese individuals without a green card from purchasing residential property. More than 3 dozen states have enacted or are considering similar laws that restrict land purchases by Chinese citizens and companies, arguing that these transactions pose a threat to national security. Aaron Rayal, NBC News Radio.
And tourists are continuing to flock to Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis announced yesterday that data from Visit Florida shows the state was the number one domestic tourism destination in the U.S. last year. We were number 2 with international visitors as well, so good for us. DeSantis says Florida's world-class attractions, hospitality, and unwavering commitment to freedom have solidified our position as the top vacation destination.
Somebody bought a Powerball lottery ticket in South Florida, and they're a big winner. The drawing held last night was for a $214 million jackpot. A winning single ticket was sold in Miami-Dade County at a, guess where, Publix. If you're not buying lottery tickets at Publix, you're just setting money on fire, Austin.
You ought as well be, yeah.
The winner can choose a lump sum payment of over $100 million. So wow. Congratulations to them. They have 6 weeks to do that.
And just before traffic and weather, one last quick state headline here. The governor is signing a bill promoting tax relief for Florida that includes this year's back-to-school sales tax holiday.
It allows you to get no tax on many clothing items, school supplies, computers, learning aids.
The legislation also includes the disaster preparedness tax holiday. And in addition, the bill also offers corporate income tax breaks for providing child care and hiring disabled workers. DeSantis says the bill provides more than $1 billion in tax breaks. 6:25 here, another quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean it. There's not a lot going on the roads here, or at least that appears to be the case currently. So if you're dealing with problems on the roads, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long.
All right, very good. Alan with the forecast.
Warm, humid weather continues. Overnight lows will be down in the 70s. Tomorrow, we've got a high in the mid to upper 80s with a mix of sun and clouds. Later this week, some weather changes on the way as a front heads this way, brings us a good chance for rain Thursday night into early Friday. Cooler weather for the weekend. Also, with breezy conditions, there is a higher risk of rip currents across northern Gulf Coast beaches for the next few days. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. Looking at our national news today, at least one person dead as tornadoes and severe weather threatened Oklahoma during the late night hours yesterday.
It was classified as an E4, so it was a significant weather event, and it caused a large amount of damage.
That EF4, man, that's no joke there. The death reported near Barnesdall. It's about an hour north of Tulsa, where officials had declared a tornado emergency in the state for twisters touching down. Damage reports from all over the state. So
yeah, we have hurricanes, they have tornadoes.
Yeah.
Russia is confirming a U.S. soldier is in custody and is being charged with theft. Yes. My goodness, what is going on with me this week? Theft. That's what they're being charged with. A district court said today that Gordon Black will be held for at least 2 months in pretrial detention. The soldier, stationed in South Korea, had reportedly traveled to Russia to meet a romantic acquaintance. Russian state media claims the arrest has nothing to do with espionage or politics. Several other Americans are currently held in Russian prisons as well, including a former Marine and a Wall Street Journal reporter.
And as you opined so eloquently back in hour number one,
yeah,
you have some sage advice for anybody in the dating game.
Look, this is coming from a man who's been humbled by women. I am not a ladies' man whatsoever. She ain't the one, man. If you're having to go to Russia to be with her, I'm sorry, but you know, not everything's a Disney fairy tale. I would just say, well, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah. President Biden delivering the keynote at today's Days of Remembrance ceremony.
We've seen a ferocious surge of anti-Semitism in America and around the world. Vicious propaganda on social media.
Biden noting Jewish students are being harassed, adding there's no room for hate speech and anti-Semitism on college campuses.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And if you thought we were done with the Russia theme, you're a silly goose for sure. Russian President Vladimir Putin is ordering military drills that include preparing for the use of tactical nuclear weapons. Putin said that Monday's order for the drills are in response to threats by the West. Tactical nuclear weapons are for use on the battlefield as opposed to strategic nuclear weapons that are capable of destroying entire cities. Putin's order comes as today marks his inauguration ceremony for his fifth term as president.
Over a dozen judges blacklisting Columbia University Law School students due to how the institution handled anti-Israel protests. In a letter obtained by Reuters, a group of 13 federal judges who were appointed by former President Trump expressed they lost confidence in the university and called it an incubator of bigotry. The letter included guidelines Columbia administrators could follow to regain its once distinguished reputation. Have you seen Suits at all? Or are you familiar at all with Suits?
I've seen bits and pieces.
All right. So Lewis Litt, one of the main characters, he's the guy that controls, or he thinks he does. He says he does. He is the one that hires out like all of the new hires, right? So
right.
A new group of law students, and of course they, in the show, they only hire from Harvard, right? But it kind of just reminded me hearing the story of like, that would have made a good episode of Suits where you have judges or like a law office saying, hey, because of the protests, we're not allowing any of your graduates to come work for us. I mean, that's what these judges are saying here. So
yeah,
pretty interesting.
It's only getting worse, Joe.
Yeah, 6:30, we'll take a break there. Sports headlines, health, business, and science, pop culture, and entertainment still to come.
I'm Tom Rigotti. The prosecution's star witness testifies in Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York. Fox's Nate Foy reports.
Adult film actress Stormy Daniels did not hide her disdain for former President Donald Trump while testifying today. Trump called the case a false ancient history after his lawyers asked for a mistrial because of prejudicial testimony from Daniels.
The judge denied the defense motion. Trump is charged with falsifying business records. A judge has postponed indefinitely Donald Trump's trial for mishandling classified documents. Fox's David Spunt has more.
Special counsel Jack Smith hoped this and the other trial involving the former president here in Washington, D.C., over alleged attempts to overturn the 2020 election results, would go to trial before Election Day in November.
The election interference trial has also been postponed. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, some new figures out from the Federal Reserve are showing that consumer credit fell sharply in the month of March. It slowed down to $6.3 billion versus estimates of nearly $15 billion. Consumer credit rising at a 1.5% annual rate. That's down from 3.6% last month. In the first quarter, credit was up around 3.2%, which was quicker than the 2.4% rate that was seen in the first 3 months of last year. Consumers cutting back on credit card borrowing, that was up only 0.1%, and that's after it was up nearly 10% in February. That's its slowest pace since April of 2021. Meanwhile, non-revolving credit, which includes student and auto loans, were up nearly 2% after climbing 1.4% in February. And on Wall Street today, stocks finished the day mixed as investors are looking for some more clues on when the Fed may begin cutting rates. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said that it won't happen at its next meeting. The Dow Jones up 31 points, the S&P up 6 points, the NASDAQ down 16 today. And that is your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb, the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. I had no reason before last night to dislike the Nuggets. Heck, since 2020, I claimed they were going to be a championship contender for a long time. Yesterday, though, Jamal Murray made Denver unlikable. Murray threw a towel at a ref and a heating pad on the court. I get his frustration, but he crossed the line by acting like a baby, and the NBA should suspend him for one game because his antics were dangerous and unacceptable. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All season long, we're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets, shared 50K Grand Slam jackpots, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Whether you want to combine multiple bets for the chance at a bigger payout or place a live bet as the game unfolds, BetMGM has all the home run betting options you could need. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors, at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
There are over 15,445 radio stations in America. But out of all those stations, a panel of judges representing the broadcast industry, community service organizations, and public relations firms chose the top 10, including News Radio Pensacola, to receive the 2024 National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for exceptional year-round community service. Thanks to you, our listeners. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Hasn't been much going on this hour. Very happy to report on that. That appears to still be the case now. So if you are dealing with problems wherever you may be, they should not be holding you up for too long.
The weather overnight will be partly cloudy with low temperatures warm, mainly in the mid to low 70s. We'll continue with warm weather and a mix of sun and clouds as we head through the day Wednesday. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s. We have some changes on the way. A cold front's headed this way late this week. Brings us a pretty good chance for rain late Thursday into early Friday and cooler weather for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. 6:38 is the time on a Tuesday. Looking at what's happening in the sports world on TNT, we have a doubleheader in the NBA playoffs right now in game one of the Eastern Conference semis. The number one-seeded Celtics are hosting the four-seeded Cavaliers. 25 seconds left in the first quarter. The Celtics leading by 8.
Yeah, they're up 39-31, as you said. First quarter's just about done. That's going to be followed by Mavericks at Thunder at 8:30.
I think that's going to be a very interesting and entertaining series, too.
Yeah, I think it's going to be so interesting because I personally know so little about where those teams' limits lie as far as their postseason preparedness, so that's going to be really awesome. Also, this was announced last hour, I believe, Rudy Gobert won Defensive Player of the Year, his fourth time winning the award. Some people thought it was controversial.
Really?
Because Victor Wembanyama, who was Monday's Rookie of the Year, kind of outshined him statistically. So, but very, very questionable
well,
there.
Speaking of Rudy Gobert, he has either had his first child or his first child is imminent, like any day now. But I think
they just had it.
Okay, he did not play last night.
No, he didn't.
Both he and Karl Anthony Towns make up the kind of the twin towers of the interior for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah,
they absolutely decimated in every way, shape, or form that a professional basketball team could.
Yeah.
And more so the Denver Nuggets last night on their home floor.
Inexcusable.
It was jarring how good of a defensive effort the Timberwolves were putting out. Like, this was not, hey, the Nuggets just can't hit anything. Like, they weren't getting shots up.
Yeah.
Like, they were struggling to beat the shot clock multiple times.
Yeah, there was one time I think Jokic he wasn't even facing – it was early in the game. He wasn't even facing the net when the shot clock went off. His back was turned because he had a defender right up on him.
And I don't watch basketball too often, but I know that – you know, look, blowouts are going to happen from time to time. You've got off nights, whatever. But to see the defending champion that has on their team a playoff star in Jamal Murray, which we've talked about, the soon-to-be three-time league MVP in Nikola Jokic – for them to look that bad, that flustered, that irritated, that discombobulated, I mean...
any other $10 word you can think of.
I'm serious. I'm like the Stephen A. Smith of News Radio. That discombobulated, that dubious. It was jarring to watch that last night.
No, I agree. Oh, by the way, just real quickly here, Gilbert Arenas, a quote going on. He's a former NBA player.
Oh, yeah, okay.
A quote swirling with him is he said, "Dude, you're missing this for a baby. It's going to be there when you get back." And Gilbert Arenas is the biggest idiot in sports media. NHL playoffs here. ESPN doubleheader underway. Hurricanes at Rangers started at 6. That game is currently in the first period, and the Rangers have a 1-0 lead. So good for New York, I guess. It's going to be followed by Avalanche at Stars at 8:30. The NHL draft lottery was tonight, with the San Jose Sharks getting the first overall pick. If memory serves me, they need it.
Yeah, that didn't have nearly as much attention on it as last year's did. I mean, I know there's like a one prospect that's supposed to be really, really good. Last year was Connor Bedard, so that was like a huge deal. Who could get the Connor Bedard sweepstakes? But yes, my Columbus Blue Jackets getting the fourth pick next year, because we suck every year. So
when's the last time they were good? I don't know.
It's been a few years. There was a time where we had about a 2 or 3 year run where we were in the playoffs. We actually went to, I think, the conference semifinals once during that stretch, but it's definitely been more bad than good.
Well, and then just a couple quick headlines here. The WNBA says teams will soon be able to charter private flights. We mentioned this in the last hour. It's just kind of some runoff, probably, of the WNBA trying to grow as a brand, so good for them. And Champions League semis, Borussia Dortmund, they are in the Champions League, or the Champions League final, rather. Following a surprise 1-0 win over PSG in Paris, they won on a 2-0 aggregate score. I keep wanting to say egregious for some reason. Aggregate score, and they will face the winner of tomorrow's match between Bayern Munich and Real Madrid.
Yeah, it's going to be a good match there. TikTok suing the U.S. government over efforts to have the popular app banned in the country. The lawsuit filed today in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit by the company and the parent company ByteDance. Say the bill violates the First Amendment, and the bill aims to force ByteDance to sell TikTok or have it banned in the U.S.
And Panera Bread will soon stop selling its charged lemonade. The drink has been blamed for at least 2 deaths. There's a lawsuit that claims the highly caffeinated beverage led to the death of a University of Pennsylvania student with a heart condition. And another one claims that a Florida man with previous health issues died after drinking one of the charged lemonades. Panera said Tuesday that the end of the drink comes after a recent menu transformation and did not bring up the lawsuits in question even remotely. I cannot say I'm too surprised there.
Yeah, no, I'm not either. Good news in our health, business, and science segment here. This Saturday marks the annual Letter Carriers Stamp Out Hunger food drive. It's nationwide, the largest single food drive in the country. Residents in cities and towns across the country are encouraged to leave a bag of non-perishable food items by their mailbox. When postal carriers deliver the mail on Saturday, they will at the same time collect the bags of food and deliver them to local charities. So obviously huge for our area if a lot of people take part in that. It's a drive that started in 1993 and takes place each year in the second Saturday in May.
Oh, yeah, that's very nice. And the launch of Boeing's first ever crewed Starliner mission for NASA was scrubbed. The test flight for the commercial space capsule was set to happen yesterday, launching from Cape Canaveral on a week-long mission to the International Space Station. The launch was ultimately scrapped, though, due to an issue with an oxygen valve. The next launch attempt will not happen until Friday at the earliest.
Boy Scouts, that's a more pressing one. The Boy Scouts of America changing its name today for the first time in its 114-year history. It's now known as Scouting America. The change comes after decades of controversy, from sexual abuse claims to allowing gay and female youth to join the ranks. That was within the last, 3 to 5 years, I think, on both of those fronts.
Yeah, I remember the whole female inclusion being a thing. I mean,
they do still have, now they do have the Girl Scouts too, right?
I mean, I'm assuming so. They still have the cookies, right?
Well, yeah. That's a good point.
But sexual abuse claims, obviously, that's a big problem. I don't know what that would have to do with the name change. If I had to guess, I would assume the female inclusion is probably what was a driving force in that name change there. But as I said, at that point, it was inevitable. Let's see, 6:45 here, another quick check of the roads and weather. Not a lot going on this hour. That's what we like to hear. That appears to still be the case now, so if you're dealing with problems wherever you may be on the roads, they shouldn't hold you up for too long.
Warm, humid weather continues. Overnight lows will be down in the 70s. Tomorrow, we've got a high in the mid to upper 80s with a mix of sun and clouds. Later this week, some weather changes on the way as a front heads this way, brings us a good chance for rain Thursday night into early Friday. Cooler weather for the weekend. Also, with breezy conditions, there is a higher risk of rip currents across northern Gulf Coast beaches for the next few days. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Also, Apple coming out with the new iPad Pro and Air tablets today. Apple calls the iPad Pro its thinnest ever. It's just over 5 millimeters thick, and it's got the new M4 chip. The smaller version Pro starts at $1,000, the larger one $1,300. The iPad Air has the less powerful M2 chip. The larger version is at $800, the smaller one at $600.
Popper friendly for sure. Some pop culture notes here. A new American University course aims to put a new spin on the impact of music superstar Taylor Swift. A one-credit class called Swiftonomics will be offered this fall after a contest to create a new student design course. The class will examine Swift's career through concepts such as supply and demand, market power, and gender-based economics. It will also look at her music releases, her recent Eras tour, and her success as a woman in a male-dominated industry. The course has already generated enough interest to be offered again in future semesters. You know, it sounded goofy at first, but at least they're tackling what seems to be like pretty common themes in like collegiate
courses.
It's
not just like going over the different songs and I mean, there's like economic elements and so whatever. I mean, you know, listen, it would be like if you and I signed up for a class talking about the business of football, right? And just doing a dive into the economics of the NFL.
It's a delivery mechanism for something you need to learn.
For real world application.
Yeah, that's more interesting to you.
Yes, I agree. Toronto police investigating a shooting that happened outside rapper Drake's home early this morning.
When officers arrived, they located a male who was suffering from an apparent gunshot wound. That male was taken to hospital in serious condition.
That male, a security guard at the property. Officials say the suspect fled the scene in a vehicle. A security camera captured footage. An official says that, yes, he is aware of feuds that Drake is currently involved with other rappers, but it's too soon to speculate on a motive.
And Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is expected to go bananas at the box office this weekend. The fourth film in the franchise is projected to make between $50 and $55 million in its first weekend in theaters domestically. The film takes place many years after the reign of Caesar and follows a young ape named Noah that goes on a journey with a human to try to figure out how apes and mankind can coexist.
More power to you if you're into that sort of thing. I'll pass. Were we talking about George Strait last week, or was that another country artist with the new music that was issues?
No, that was Randy Travis.
Randy Travis, okay. I was confusing the two. George Strait's 31st album is on the way, though. He made the announcement over the weekend during his show in Indy, even performed a few of the new songs, including one with Chris Stapleton. The album will be called Cowboys and Dreamers, but it's not known when it will be released. We'll take a quick break here, coming back with a recap of the day's top stories, wacky stories, and good news as well. Next.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Winding down here on a Tuesday, 6:52. Joe and Austin with you on News Radio Pensacola. Pensacola right now. Thanks so much for making us a part of your evening on the way home. Thanks so much. We appreciate it. Evening's going to look pretty good this evening. Temperature around 74, partly cloudy. Next chance for some rain and potential for severe weather coming up later on this week. Alan, with those details.
The weather overnight will be partly cloudy with low temperatures warm, mainly in the mid to low 70s. We'll continue with warm weather and a mix of sun and clouds as we head through the day Wednesday. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s. We have some changes on the way. A cold front's headed this way late this week. Brings us a pretty good chance for rain late Thursday into early Friday and cooler weather for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Austin, anything happening on the roads?
No, not from what I can see. It's been a pretty easygoing day for the most part, but especially this hour. So if you're dealing with any problems that you have on the roads, they should not hold you up for too long.
All right. Recapping our top stories on this Tuesday, a pivotal day in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial with Stormy Daniels on the stand today talking about their alleged sexual encounter back in 2006. At some point during her testimony today, Trump's legal team requested the judge declare a mistrial, but that was denied. The head of the DEA says that the flood of fentanyl across the Mexican border has hit unprecedented levels. Administrator Ann Milgram tells Congress the U.S. is not getting enough help from Mexico either. Israel says the ceasefire proposal agreed to by the group Hamas is far from necessary requirements. The Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu sent a delegation to continue working on the proposal. In the meantime, though, Israel is continuing with its operations in Rafah in southern Gaza. That's a look at our top three stories there. Locally, a couple of quick updates. The Escambia Sheriff's Office saying still no suspects in the two recent homicides. Of course, it was two Sundays ago where three men were killed in what deputies call a targeted ambush, a similar shooting happening 2 days later on Topaz Avenue. The dog park in Gulf Breeze is closed for a couple of weeks because, according to city leaders, a couple of Santa Rosa County residents who actually don't even live in Gulf Breeze, but they apparently frequent the park and just don't like each other, and they keep threatening legal action. There's public records documents being requested by both parties, and the city is not sure if they're lining up to sue the city over these disagreements or whatnot. But they're taking the action of closing the dog park for at least 2 weeks here today. As we finish up this episode this evening with some of the more wackier stories in the headlines today, Austin, a Pennsylvania man's emotional support pet alligator has gone missing. Joey Henney posted on social media that his alligator Wally vanished while on vacation last month. Henney says he suspects somebody took Wally from a fenced-in enclosure. Wally's got quite a social media following, and he rose to fame after being denied entry to a Phillies game.
Yeah, I mean, you and I talked about, like, maybe, just maybe, if it was one of those small gators that they let people hold at, like, you know, zoos or whatever. It's like, okay, maybe if you do that. I mean, if we're talking a full-grown gator walking on a leash like a dog and everything.
Well, you know what, let's do the quick search here.
I mean, because, I mean, heck, man, sometimes you can't trust dogs. You're asking me to trust a reptile?
This is not a small alligator. It's not like a giant one either, but it's, yeah, no. That's,
that is,
nope.
That is volatile.
If I'm at a Phillies game and this dude comes out and sits in my row next to me, with Wally? No, not happening.
Get Wally out of here. Speaking of Pennsylvanians, a 39-year-old woman in Pennsylvania was caught in a bizarre scheme where she'd steal from convenience stores by using self-checkout and not ringing up all the items. So you get the idea. She'd scan and pay for a beverage, but she'd steal a couple of sandwiches in the process, you know, or she'd pay for 2 containers of milk but steal 2 stuffed animal toys, or grab 8 bags of artisan coffee but only scan 4 of them. Yeah, you get the picture. Then she'd later come back and try to return all the items and get cash in exchange. It's unclear how that part would work if she didn't have anything, or if she didn't have everything listed on the receipt. The combined loss from her known thefts was about $210, and now she's facing 3 felony charges.
Yeah, you know, probably just taking advantage of some young employees that are just, oh, profusely, oh, we're so sorry, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, oh, it's okay, just give me back my money. And they're just not paying attention to the receipts there,
I guess.
Looking at some good news, back in December, a family in Arkansas won a new truck in their church's annual fundraiser, a GMC Sierra 1500. But instead of keeping it, they decided to give it to somebody who needed it more. So they asked teachers and school counselors in their area to nominate deserving kids who needed a new ride, and they surprised the winner on this past Thursday. Josh Milton, a high school senior who's planning on becoming a welder, his English teacher nominated him, said he's as kind as can be, and he showed up at school on Thursday and got the surprise of his life, having no idea he'd be leaving with a brand new truck. So very cool story there.
Absolutely. And
hopefully they're covering the insurance on it as well.
That would be really generous. But speaking of generosity, how's this for beginner's luck? A woman in Virginia named Catalin Berland bought her first ever lottery ticket last month and won $50,000, and she's using it to pay off her sister's college tuition.
Very cool there. A 100-year-old veteran in Maryland just got his college diploma. He's a former pilot named Jack Milton. No relation to Josh Milton, at least I don't think.
Yeah, from what we know of.
Yes, but he's a former pilot. He served in World War II, Korea, Vietnam. He had enough credits to graduate from the University of Maryland in the 60s before he left for Vietnam, but he never did. So the school surprised him with a diploma for his 100th birthday last week.
That's great.
Yeah, good job to Jack and also the University of Maryland on that. All right, that'll do it for us here on this Tuesday. We're back tomorrow, same time, same place, 4 to 7. You got Bands on the Beach happening right now, just starting underway. Pretty good show out there. We'll see you tomorrow.